KJC Country, 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you Thursday morning, and joining us from the 36th State Senate District is our State Senator Jim Stomas. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm doing well, my friend. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Recovered from last week's 4th of July parade, but doing well. And you're doing good, so that's awesome.
I am, yeah. In fact, I was just going to say, the last time I did see you was, that weekend where we were out there for the 150th anniversary of Plainfield Township, and that was kind of a warm one. And you've had some other warm experiences since then, haven't you?
Absolutely. No, the Hale and their Sesquicentennial event was awesome. The 4th of July parade definitely was a warm one, though. It was awesome to see a turnout, especially around Hale. I made sure to stop by one of the local restaurants and grab some barbecue lunch after that. So please, they've got some great restaurants there. And so make sure if you're passing through Hale to stop in. I think they've got the Mud Bog coming up pretty soon as well, which I hear is quite the event. I've not been to it, but I hear it's quite the event. And been out working throughout the district with the 4th of July parade. I had three on the 4th of July. Last year I was able to sort of, with 10 counties, 110 townships, 15 cities, sort of been rotating throughout the district on the 4th of July. So, last year was over in Taos for the 4th, and this year I was in Alpena, and Alpena Mile in Atlanta. In Alpena, it was amazing to see the number of people out there, and then I got over to Mile, and it had a great turnout, and then we got over to Atlanta, and the parade started just a little early because there was some thunderstorms looking like it was going to come in, and of course, as you start down the parade route, they came in, and we got completely drenched, but it felt actually good after a long day of parades, but it was awesome to see the people still out there. Sure. They had a strawberry shortcake in Atlanta. They were having a strawberry shortcake event before the parade, so I made sure to stop by there also. And so, you know, just out doing doors, knocking and talking to the residents across the district, and it's amazing to the response I'm getting is, I think overly positive, but there's a couple key concerns, and they're not new ones by any means. And, you know, they continue to say fix the road, and auto insurance no fault is another one that that continues to come up. And the Senate, again, has taken up legislation on auto no fault with some reform before we went on break again. So I'm hoping that the Michigan House will get something done again. So we continue to be proactive on trying to resolve some of those issues. There's so many, as we've talked about in the past, that it's clear that is one of the frustrations with residents across the state, the district. And so we're out there trying to make sure to listen to them and give as much information as we can. But people are happy. They don't necessarily like the cones, but they like seeing that there's cones out there and they're seeing work getting done. So that's good. You know, the last one I'll mention real quick is the number of people that said, look, I'm tired of fighting. Let's work together. And I agree with them. I mean, Michigan, I think, actually has come together. If you look at the number of votes, there's probably 85% that we vote together on. It's 15% that we definitely have a different way of trying to fix same issues. And so I try to make sure they understand that. But, I came to Lansing to vote to move Michigan forward. And in 2009, when I took office, it was $300,000 in the fund. It was, we had no more gimmicks to play with the budget. And with this governor, we've now had 8 years of budget reform, budget on time, budgets that are balanced and without the gimmicks. And so, but we still have a long ways to go. And so we've also had up in the district just this week, I was over in Standish and in Augrey catching up with a few of the residents. And one of the big concerns over in the Standish Augrey area is the Rifle River with a couple of the log jams and the safety factor of that. So trying to work on that with a multitude of individuals, whether it's the DNR, the Drain Commission, and others. And so trying to get those log jams out of there so it doesn't doesn't pose a safety hazard, but going to continue to work throughout the district all summer. And, you know, it was great to see you and Hale, and keep going.
I will. You too, my friend. Well, if they can't see you when you're out and about, there's a couple of ways they can get a hold of you, isn't there?
There is. And the best way is from my office at 855-347-8036. Or you can go to www.senatorjimsamoth.com. Again, 855-347-8036.
Very good. State Senator Jim Stamoth. Jim, always a pleasure, my friend. Have a great rest of your summer. We'll catch up with you again very soon here.
Sounds great, Kevin. Have a great week.